Chapter 15, The Origin of Sickness. The cruelty of nature. It is hard for us to understand that the laws that are governing the earth very largely came into being with the fall of man and with the curse upon the earth. It is because of this that many accuse God of the accidents that take place, of the sickness and death of loved ones, of storms and catastrophes, of earthquakes and floods that continually occur. All these natural laws, as we understand them, were set aside by Jesus whenever it was necessary to bless humanity. They came with the fall. Their author is Satan, and when Satan is finally eliminated from human contact, or rather from the earth, these laws will stop functioning. The origin of sickness. Jesus' description of the Father and his declaration that he that hath seen me hath seen the Father makes it impossible for us for a moment to accept the teaching that disease and sickness are of God. The Father's very nature refutes the argument that he would use sickness to discipline us or to deepen our piety. Jesus plainly taught us in Luke 13, in speaking of the woman with the infirmity, that disease is of the adversary. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on the day of the Sabbath? If you'll read carefully the four Gospels, you'll notice that Jesus was continually casting demons out of sick people, breaking Satan's dominion over the lives of men and women. In Acts 10:38, Peter tells us, Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In the Great Commission, Jesus said, These signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There is no such thing as the separation of disease and sickness from Satan. Disease came with the fall of man. You cannot conceive of sickness in the Garden of Eden before Adam sinned. The fall was of the adversary. Sickness and sin have the same origin. Jesus' attitude toward sickness was an uncompromising warfare with Satan. He healed all who were sick. No one ever came to him who did not receive immediate deliverance. Jesus' attitude toward sin and his attitude toward sickness were identical. He dealt with sickness as he dealt with demons. We have been driven to the conclusion that if disease and sickness are of the devil, and we have found that they are, then there is only one attitude that the believer can take in regard to them. We must follow in Jesus' footsteps and deal with disease as Jesus dealt with it. How God dealt with disease under the first covenant. When Israel came out of Egypt, she was God's own covenant people. As soon as the nation had crossed the Red Sea and started toward its homeland, the angel of the covenant said to Moses in Exodus 15:26, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his eyes, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will permit none of the diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah that healeth thee. The student of the Hebrew will recognize that I have taken liberty to translate literally that expression, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. I believe it to be a correct translation. God did not put the diseases upon Israel. Neither did he put the diseases upon the Egyptians. It is Satan, the god of this world, who has made men sick. Here Jehovah declares that he is to be Israel's healer. Exodus 23:25-26, And ye shall serve Jehovah your God, and he will bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall none cast her young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. He says he will take sickness away from the midst of them. It's a remarkable fact that as long as Israel walked in the covenant, there was no sickness among them. There is no record of any babies or young people ever having died as long as they kept the covenant. There shall none cast her young. There were to be no miscarriages nor abnormal abortions. There were to be no barren wives in the land. Every home was to have children. The number of thy days I will fulfill. There were to be no premature deaths. Every person was to grow to full age before he laid down his work. This is remarkable. Jehovah took over that nation. He became their healer, protector, and supplier of every need. He was everything they needed. Deuteronomy 7:13-15. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, thy grain and thy new wine and thine oil, the increase of thy cattle and the young of thy flock, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Jehovah will take away from thee all sickness. Jehovah was to meet every need, supply every demand of that nation. He was to be intimately in contact with every member of the family. Everything connected with them was to bear the stamp of prosperity and success. Disease and sickness was not to be tolerated among them. 2 Chronicles 16:11, "And behold the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet. His disease was exceeding great, yet in his disease he sought not to Jehovah, but to the physicians, and Asa slept with his fathers." One can see clearly here that Jehovah was displeased with Asa for seeking help of man when God had promised to be his healer. Read the Psalms carefully, and you'll find that God was Israel's healer. It is continually mentioned. Psalm 103:3, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy desire with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle." The fact that disease came through disobedience to the law is evident. Forgiveness for the disobedient meant the healing of their bodies. We share with him in his resurrection life. We reign as kings in the realm of this resurrection life. You are what he says you are, whether you recognize it or not. You share in all he is or did. As he was in his earth walk, you are today. As he is seated at the Father's right hand, you are there legally.